Understanding SDGs, Responsible Production and Consumption. 4.1. Listen and fill in the blanks. Goal 12. Responsible Production and Consumption. Ensure sustainable consumption and production patterns. At the moment, the way we produce and consume plastic is not sustainable. In the past 50 years, our consumption and usage of plastic has increased 20 times, with 320 million tons of plastic being produced a year. That is a lot of plastic. What happens, however, when we dispose of this plastic? Where does it go? Plastic litter, such as single-use straws, plastic bags, bottles, and food packaging, can end up in our oceans. Around 18 billion pounds, or just over 8 billion kilos of plastic, is estimated to be in the sea. This has a profound effect on marine life. In March 2019, a washed-up dead whale was found in the Philippines with 40 kilos of plastic in its stomach. Plastic is not biodegradable. This means that it is not able to decompose or be broken down through bacteria or other living organisms. Instead, once plastic is made and used, it is with us for generations. For example, the plastic bottles to be used once after you drink something can take at least 450 years to decay. We can, of course, recycle plastic, but from the estimated 8.3 billion tons of plastic created in the last 70 years, only 9% has been recycled. Now, only a small amount of plastic is being recycled, and most of it ends up in landfills and the ocean. One of the reasons why we have so much plastic pollution is because the plastic we create and consume is used only once or for the short term. A lot of this plastic cannot be recycled. There is a need to reduce the production of this single-use disposable plastic. Try to imagine how much of this single-use disposable plastic you use in a week, and you might be surprised.